This fourth trade policy review of the plurinational state of Bolivia has provided us with the opportunity to deepen our understanding of its trade and investment policies, and in particular regarding the reforms introduced since the last review in 2005. I would like to thank the delegation from Bolivia, led by Ambassador Clarence Endara, Vice Minister of Foreign Trade and Integration, for his constructive engagement throughout this exercise. I would also like to thank our discussant, Ambassador Francisco Lima Mena from El Salvador, for his interesting and thought-provoking remarks, as well as the 28 delegations which took the floor the first day for the active participation in this review. Members were pleased to participate in the fourth trade policy review of Bolivia, which is taking place 12 years after the previous review. Members congratulated Bolivia for its strong overall economic performance in recent years. They noted that since its last trade policy review in 2005, and thanks to sound macroeconomic management, Bolivia's real GDP had grown at an average annual rate of 5%, GDP per capita had almost tripled, and total public debt had been reduced by over 50%. Some members highlighted that, as a result of the implementation of the so-called economic, social, communitarian, and productive model, under which the state has been playing a more active role in transforming the economy and redistributing resources, the extreme poverty rate had declined from 38% to 17%, and the moderate poverty rate had fallen from 60% to 38% during the review period. Similarly, income inequality had declined significantly over the past decade, and both unemployment and inflation remained low. While these achievements were considered very encouraging, some members noted that further action was required since poverty levels remain high, in particular in rural areas, and income disparities are still significant. Noting that the Bolivian economy remained relatively highly dependent on exports of hydrocarbons and mining products, some members observed that, up to 2014, Bolivia had benefited from the high international price of minerals, oil, and other raw materials. Since then, however, the prices of these products have fallen. In this regard, some members were of the opinion that Bolivia could benefit from intensifying its effort to diversify exports and to increase the number of trading partners in order to consolidate its economic and social development and to reduce its vulnerabilities to external changes. The strong presence of the state in economic activities and the prioritization of the domestic market were considered by some members to have played a major role in the transformation of the economy. Other members, however, encouraged an increased participation of the private sector in private-public partnerships to offset potential challenges derived from a less favorable global economic environment. In this context, some members invited Bolivia to consider the contribution that a more transparent and predictable environment for the private sector can make to achieve its economic and social goals. Some members recognized Bolivia's active involvement in the WTO and in other fora as part of the group of small and vulnerable economies, as well as the landlocked countries. Others encouraged it to have a more active role in the WTO to further improve its participation and integration in the multilateral trading system. In particular, noting that many notifications were still outstanding, several members urged Bolivia to fulfill its obligation regarding its notification requirements under WTO agreements, mainly concerning agriculture, import licensing, and SPS measures. Furthermore, many members encouraged Bolivia to ratify the Trade Facilitation Agreement and accept the Protocol of Amendment to the TRIPS Agreement. With respect to regional integration and trade agreements, members mentioned that Bolivia is a founding member of the Andean Community of Nations and an active participant in the Latin American Integration Association, where it has signed several economic complementary agreements. Some members also noted the current process of negotiations to join Mercosur. Members referred to the significant changes made by Bolivia to its investment regime since its previous review in 2005, including the nationalization of enterprises deemed strategic by the government. Some members were of the view that improving investor confidence involved a number of challenges, in particular given that Bolivia had denounced its 22 bilateral reciprocal investment promotion and protection agreements. On the other hand, several members commended Bolivia for enacting a new investment law in 2014 and a law on conciliation and arbitration to increase the legal certainty for investors. Some members encouraged Bolivia to further open its services sector in order to increase competitiveness and attract foreign investment. Members welcomed the measures implemented to facilitate trade, such as the implementation of a single window and the authorized economic operator program, but noted that tariffs had been increased during the period reviewed. The overall simple average applied MFN rate increased from 8.2% in 2005 to 11.1% in 2017. Members also noted that Bolivia did not make use of anti-dumping or countervailing measures. Some members raised questions regarding Bolivia's import licensing and SPS regime, labeling requirements, the level of state intervention in areas considered strategic, and the need to ensure that domestic demand is fulfilled prior to allowing exports of some products. Some members acknowledged the steps taken to promote the protection of intellectual property rights. However, they also recognized that challenges continue with respect to that adequate and effective intellectual property rights protection and enforcement, including with respect to counterfeited goods, and encouraged Bolivia to take the necessary steps to improve its enforcement of IPRs. Bolivia has provided answers to almost all 200 advance written questions raised by members and was complimented for having opted for the alternative timeline for this process. This TPR will be successfully concluded once Bolivia has replied to all outstanding questions that emerged during the meeting in a month's time. I hope that the constructive discussion held during this review will prove useful to Bolivia in its pursuit of policies to achieve sustainable growth and reduce poverty, while at the same time increasing business confidence and competitiveness. Con esto concluye nuestra reunión de hoy día. Muchas gracias nuevamente a todos ustedes por sus contribuciones en el curso del presente examen. Espero entonces verlos a todos en nuestra próxima reunión del TPR el 21 de noviembre, cuando el órgano de exámenes de políticas comerciales examinará las políticas comerciales de Camboya. Muchas gracias.